spaces are currently assisting other callers. Please hold for the next available agent. Todos los representantes de servicio están ocupados. Por favor, esperen la línea al siguiente representante disponible. Agents are currently assisting other callers. Please.
City of Rochester, Eli speaking.
Hi, Eli. I need to get the name of the three hearing examiners on my May 1st appeal at the Bureau of Parking and Municipal Code Violation at 200 East Main Street. And the case number was 615-970. I did try to call in to get the name of the hearing examiners a day of, but they refused to provide it to me first.
Okay. Let me see if I can get someone to get that information. You said the case number was 615-970?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and may I have your name?
Avram Berman. You know, it might be better not to give my name. You know, they might be more inclined to give it to you if they don't know who I am.
Hold on one moment. All right, thanks for your patience and holding. So I called over to the hearing office. They told me they don't give out the hearing examiner's name. They would only do so during the actual hearing itself. So I was not able to get a hearing officer's information.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. So they're and who did you speak with there?
Her name was Shondo.
Okay. So can you call back over there and put me through to their supervisor?
Okay, thank you for your patience.
Of course.
So I called back over to parking. They advised me that if you needed further information, you could submit a FOIA request with our law department.
Okay.
They may be able to retrieve any of the information that you're looking for that
Is it unusual that I would have to file a FOIA request for a hearing that I just attended simply to get the names of the hearing examiners?
Yes, because they only would provide those names during the actual hearing itself. Since the hearing has passed, they would have you contact these.
So is it that they have no record of that information? So is the suggestion that I had a hearing, and that after the hearing, and that when I had the hearing, that there's no record of the hearing examiners with the Bureau of Parking and Municipal Code violation that orchestrates these hearings?
I am not sure who keeps the records. They just told me to have you contact the FOIA team to get any of the information.
So when I called in the past, sometimes, you know, I'll ask and I'll say, hey, you know, can you give me the name of the three hearing examiners? And I get different responses. Sometimes they'll say, or just hearing examiners in general, they'll say, you know, something to the effect of, well, we don't know who they're going to be, but you can call the day of. And so then I call the day of and they come back and they still tell me that they still won't provide the information. What do you make of all that, Eli?
I don't make anything of it because I don't work at that office. I don't know how their particular office is
run. Yeah, interesting. Would you like to, by the way, what's today?
Today is Monday, May 5th.
May 5th, okay. Let me see, what I got here? I think it's about, what, 2:27 p.m.? Yeah. Do you want to put me through to the, do you want to make the request to the law department or do you want to transfer me to the law department?
Yeah, I'll get you connected with them so they can assist you further.
Thank you.
Law Department. Unfortunately, no one is available at this time to answer your call. Please leave your first and last name, phone number, and a detailed message, and someone will return your call within 24 hours. Thank you again, and have a great day. You may start your message now. Press pound to dial an extension.
Hi, this is Avram Berman. Today is May 5th. It's approximately 2:28 p.m., and I am the CEO of Southwedge Inc., and this is pursuant to my appeals case, or my original case, which was 615-970, and I had an appeal hearing that was on May 1st at 11:30, although it started, I think, about an hour later. And there were three hearing examiners, and I wanted to get the names of each of the hearing examiners. And if you could call me back at 585-461-2060. And again, this is Avram Berman. The address is 435 Westfall Road. Would appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.